2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Department of Public Safety says bad information is floating around on the internet and they don't want it to get in the way of the election. They're urging people to check their sources before they post something online. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, parks in Provo Canyon are all closed as the range fire eats up acreage there. The Provo Fire Department says the flames have burned all the way up to Nuns Park. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Well, I-15 in Utah County, no problems, and it's pretty much the same in Salt Lake County. And where we had some earlier slowdowns, they're breaking up. You're going to see scattered spots of heavy and slow traffic in Davis County, northbound I-15, Farmington up through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
30-degree temperature change in the 7-day forecast. I'm Brett Benson.
It's 72 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The red zones just got bigger. Those are the states with the highest increases in COVID numbers, and 31 states are now in it, says the most recent weekly White House coronavirus task force briefing for governors, which ABC News has gotten a hold of. That includes Wisconsin, where State Health Secretary Andrea Palm says hospitals are stretched thin, and she says it's going to get worse.
It's important to understand that we're in a much worse place now than we were in March and April. So now is the time for all of us to double down and do our part. Please stay home.
Illinois now tallies more than 9,000 COVID deaths. Governor J.B. Pritzker says since last night, over 2,200 people were hospitalized with COVID.
And most regions of the state continue to see increases in COVID-related hospital admissions.
California has the most cases of any state. It's issuing guidelines for limited theme park openings. State Health Chief Mark Golley.
These will be limited in capacity up to 25% or 500 visitors, whichever is fewer. They can only operate with outdoor attractions, and ticket sales must be limited to visitors in the same county.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin have still not yet reached agreement on a coronavirus relief package, says a Pelosi spokesperson. Former RNC finance co-chair and top Trump campaign fundraiser plead guilty.
Elliot Broidy pleaded guilty over his failure to register as a foreign lobbyist when he agreed to take millions from a Malaysian businessman in exchange for using his influence with the Trump administration. Broidy was supposed to plead with the administration to drop a criminal investigation into the theft of billions of dollars from a Malaysian government investment fund, but his efforts were unsuccessful and he failed to arrange a golf outing with President Trump as promised. Broidy must now forfeit more than $6 million. He also faces possible prison time. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
You're listening to ABC News.
And we have breaking news at KSL News Radio. NASA has just landed an unmanned spaceship on the surface of an asteroid. Let's listen.
The hazard map is go for tag. Contact expected in 50 seconds. We're going in.
Cheering at the flight center as the ship gently glided onto the asteroid Bennu, where it'll scoop up rocks that'll later be brought back to Earth. KSL News Time 419, the in-depth. The argument that COVID is no worse than the flu has pretty much been debunked, but dealing with both at the same time wouldn't be fun for anyone, and distinguishing the difference between the two might be tough. Rich Woodruff with the American Red Cross joined Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury this afternoon to explain why this is a big concern.
Of course, it's important to know. A disclaimer, I'm not an MD, but what I can do is I can share what we do know within the medical community. It's very difficult as these two viruses converge because there's a lot of similarity that overlap. But what we do know, there are some distinctives that could give you some clue as to maybe it could be more COVID than regular influenza. For example, a change in loss or a change in or loss of taste and smell, that seems to be one of the signatures. A lot of labored breathing, troubled breathing, persistent pressure, pain. One of the other ones that the medical community has discovered is bluish lips or face. So those are some of the signs, but of course we would always recommend to, you know, check with your family doctor, make sure that you know where you're at. And frankly, it could be both, which is a very ominous sign this time of year. So got to be real careful.
Woodruff says blood donations are down right now, but he says anyone who donates blood will also receive a free COVID antibody test. KSL News Time 420. Triple Team Traffic Now. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had an accident, 7th East, 3300 South. That's already been cleaned up, and that intersection, you're good to go through that one more time. But we do have a crash with injuries in West Jordan, 40th West, at about 8400 South. Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. No accidents or delays. Michelle?
We're seeing a crash. This is a Bangor Highway northbound, 90th South at the on-ramp. Now, if you're traveling on 5600 West, we're still seeing delays. This is between I-80 and the 201 freeway. Seeing good speeds, I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
And a nice drive this afternoon if you're traveling north or southbound I-15 between downtown Salt Lake City and the Brigham City exit. Good speeds for those on the west side belt as well. That's northbound 215 and the Legacy Parkway. Just a few slowdowns, though. Highway 89 in Fruit Heights. Whipple Service Champions has great offers. The famous Gerber Piper Toilet, $299 installed. Utah's best furnace tune-up, $44. 801-444-FAST. Visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s in the 7-day forecast. Now Kevin Eubank joins us live, and I keep looking at Sunday. Kevin, what's going to happen?
Well, Jeff, it's looking weaker and weaker on Sunday. Extra cold, just not as much precipitation as we once thought. So let me walk you through the changes for this week. Extra warm today. We've been to 72 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 74. A cold front comes in late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. It's a dry front, won't have any rain or snow, but it'll drop temperatures 20 degrees. Highs Thursday and Friday in the 50s. Lows dip into the 30s. Clouds increase again on Saturday ahead of our next storm that'll come in Saturday night, Sunday morning. This one has a chance for a little bit of light precipitation, but very limited. It'll be late Saturday afternoon and evening, early Sunday morning, gone by midday. The biggest change, highs in the 40s, lows dip into the 20s on Monday morning. The first freeze in Salt Lake City. I'm telling you, Jeff, it's going to be a cold, cold change.
Yeah, you know, the past few days, it's been like, turn on the air conditioner, turn on the heat, the air conditioner, the heat. Sounds like we're done with that starting Thursday.
Yeah, air conditioners can go off and the furnaces will need to get tuned up.
All right, 72 degrees for the meantime. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Hey, football lovers, are you the ultimate BYU fan? For years, finding the ultimate fan box has been a BYU tradition, much like Macy's and Game Day. Join KSL's Alex Carey this Friday, October 23rd at Macy's from noon to 2 p.m. to get ready for the game and pick up your favorite foods to cheer on the team. To make your shopping trip even more rewarding, your local Macy's will hide the ultimate fan box in the store for someone to find, loaded with fun sports items, a grocery gift card, and other fantastic prizes. Macy's is keeping stores floors clean and safe, and has all your game time favorites ready for kickoff. You'll find the best cut fresh produce, specialty cheese and dessert trays, certified Angus beef, oven fresh pizza and chicken, famous donuts. The list goes on and on. And if you can't make it to the store, Macy's also offers online shopping for pickup or delivery at Macy's.com. Our celebrations might be a little smaller, but our team spirit is larger than ever. For more information, visit KSLNewsRadio.com/win. Macy's, happy shopping.
We know Ben McAdams voted with Nancy Pelosi's liberal agenda 85% of the time. And when McAdams was tasked with serving on a commission to investigate religious persecution, helping men and women of faith who were being tortured by a communist regime, Ben McAdams' own lawyers admitted he skipped key meetings. He didn't even show up. McAdams sides with Nancy Pelosi and the liberals in Congress. He's too weak to stand up to China. And now he's supporting Joe Biden, who plans to raise taxes by $4 trillion. But that's not surprising, because when McAdams was mayor, he approved increasing property taxes annually by $9.4 million. Ben McAdams, falling in line with Pelosi, too weak to stand up to China, and a proven record of raising our taxes. We can't risk or afford Ben McAdams in Congress. Paid for by Congressional Leadership Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.congressionalleadershipfund.org. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We're watching Utah's money. JCPenney is expecting to be back on its feet before the holiday shopping season. The company's leadership expects to be out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy just in time. KSL Drives, ever heard of SSC North America? They make really fast cars and now hold the record for fastest ever production car. The SSC hypercar was recently clocked at 316 miles an hour. They're making 100 of them for purchase, $1.9 million each, if you want one. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 113 points. The S&P gained 16. The NASDAQ picked up 37. KSL News Time 426. It's happened again. The U.S. has intercepted Russian bombers and fighters off the coast of Alaska. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Two Russian bombers being escorted by two Russian fighter jets near Alaska on Monday night. NORAD scrambling U.S. jets. The Russian jets remained in international airspace and did not enter the U.S., but they were only about 30 miles off the coast in what's known as the Air Defense Identification Zone. Such encounters have happened repeatedly in recent months. Russia's Ministry of Defense called Monday night's flight routine. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This is Ben McAdams. I believe there is nothing we can't accomplish if we work together. Nothing can defeat us. No terrorist attack. No natural disaster. No virus. If we put our differences aside, bring people together, and act responsibly to rebuild our economy and our trust in each other, we can cover more people, reduce the cost of prescription drugs, and make healthcare more affordable. We can protect Social Security and Medicare today and for future generations. We can reduce the cost of college and make job training more available. We can get help to those that need it during this pandemic. Not just the powerful and politically connected. Anything is possible if we're willing to make the tough decisions and work together. I'm Ben McAdams, candidate for Congress. I sponsored and paid for this message because we've got to do better. Put people before party and principle above politics.
Text us anytime on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number is 57500.
In case the warm weather lulled you into a false sense of security, it's gonna get cold.
That storm will bring valley rain, mountain snow, and a big-time cool down.
Keep up with the changing forecast, traffic, and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, mornings, and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Triple Team Traffic. Now we're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, what's going on?
We are starting to see some heavier and slower traffic filling in on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between the South Interchange and 90th South. Michelle?
Well, now we're really backed up. If you're on 5600 West, you might want to avoid it between I-80 and the 201 freeway. Steve?
And we're looking at full speeds on northbound 15, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Davis County got some slowdowns filling in there. Kaysville up to Layton. Great Theater will return to Salt Lake City in 2021. Discover your ticket to Field at pioneertheater.org/ticket to field. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the forecast from the KSL Weather Center.
Much cooler weather is coming in our forecast, but not for today. It's a beautiful one. Mostly sunny, 72 for an afternoon high. Overnight lows will get down into the upper 40s once again, but enjoy this while it lasts. Because it is going to cool down in the forecast. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.